This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah, here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation on 105 Through the Fan. We're tracking many things. Of course, the sports day's news, and also Hurricane Milton and these tornadoes across Florida, just as some unbelievable imagery coming in already, and it hasn't even had a storm surge yet. So stay tuned for that. Best of luck to everybody involved. If anybody is streaming us over there, I did see somebody text in that it's fake news and actually Lieutenant Dan is still on the boat.
What
that
is real
insane,
anymore?
Dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. Flagtober rolls on this Friday. I can confirm that is real. Join the KNC Masterpiece 10-2 Buffalo Wild Wings in Louisville right off the 35 Frontage Road. Swing by, grab your one-of-a-kind 2024 G-Bag flag. That is Friday 10-2 with the Masterpiece. Here's Wolchuk with an edition of Football's Finest.
Okay, so earlier we talked about the Cowboys injury report, and it was great news. You know, Deron Bland's back. He was a full participant in practice. That was big. Kalen Carson was also full. You know, so for the most part, it seems like Tyler Guyton also being full. You did not have Eric Hendricks practice with a calf shoulder. He'll join us tomorrow around 5 o'clock-ish right here on 105 Through the Fan for our weekly players show with him. But the question was with Frank Ragnow and the Lions.
Yeah.
He was a full participant in practice today. In fact, there was an incredible story that I saw from Barstool Sports. He just comes off, I believe, IR because he had a torn pec.
Right.
And Dan Campbell is just walking in the facility. Apparently, Campbell feels somebody come up and punch him against the wall. Then he realizes it's Frank trying to show him that his pec is great. That's what he was telling me. Look how strong I am. It's good. So Frank Ragnow comes over, punches Dan Campbell up against the wall, then punches him again, you know, playfully like, Coach, I'm good to go. I can start this week. So I would expect the centers, the center to be back in the starting lineup, ready to rock, and the Lions will be really at full strength. I mean, they don't seem like they have any injuries right now.
That was a point that I was looking at to see if he was going to play because they're a much better team with him at center. And then Graham Glasnow will play the guard. And, you know, he's
so does he slide over and plays as Zeitler?
No, he plays the other side.
Okay.
So Zeitler, where you got to attack these guys is a little bit off that left side over there. You know, they have some struggles over there with some pressures and things. If you're going to get after them, you talk about this is the game that if you wanted Micah Parsons to play,
yeah,
this would have been the game.
Going to miss him more than last
Decker.
Year.
Yeah, against Decker.
Yeah, that would have been a good matchup.
Decker and Glasnow are the two guys that kind of struggle a little bit with the pressures. And you can also go after Gibbs when he's in the backfield.
Oh, and pass protection.
And pass protection is another one you keep an eye on. If he's in there, you know, and he has to pick up.
Who are you looking at exactly to get you a pressure?
Man, it's, I think this is where, you know,
a gap blitz.
Yeah, it's going to have to be, it's going to have to be some blitz stuff. I just, you know, last week against the Steelers, just across the board, they just weren't good enough. I think to, you know, you had guys like, you know, with Wheat and Lawson and those guys all played well, but I think a lot of it had to do with the guys they were going against. This is, I mean, even at full strength, this would have been a tough order to have to deal with this offensive line. But it's, you know, it's, hey, it's possible. Like I say, Decker has given up pressures. He's given up sacks. You know, it's just going to have to, it's just going to have to, you know, find a way to make them hold the football a little longer until you get that quarterback. But coming off that play action stuff, you're kind of held in place because you think the ball's being handed to one of these quality backs.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a huge get back for them. So I guess Ragnow's been out since week three.
Yeah.
And then last week did not play. Well, he didn't play week four against Seattle. Then they had the bye week, which was big to get him back healthy. So now it seems like he's good to go. He practiced. In fact, you know, the only two other players that were even on the injury report was due to illness, with Christian Mahogany, the rookie from Boston College, and then Brian Branch, both of them dealing with an illness. Yeah. Otherwise, they are healthy and they're ready to go coming up for this matchup against the Cowboys on Sunday. We also have news regarding who is starting in place of Derek Carr. It is official. It's Spencer Rattler, former Oklahoma Sooner and South Carolina Gamecock. He's going to start on Sunday against the Bucs. And there's some that believe if Rattler looks good, he might just end up taking Derek Carr's spot, and we might have seen the last of Derek Carr as the starting quarterback in New Orleans, but still got to go out there and prove it for Spencer Rattler. I think there's a long way before that is made an official decision. Then you got Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman. He's dealing with a back injury, and that's now expected to sideline him multiple weeks. IR is an option, so if you've got Michael Pittman on your fantasy team, oh no, that one is a concern. And tomorrow night, it's Thursday night football. It's 49ers. It's Seahawks. It's first place in the NFC West. George Kittle with a rib injury. Linebacker Fred Warner with an ankle. Four full participants in practice today for the 49ers. The team did promote a tight end and put Hufanga, their safety, on IR. He's got an injury as well. Seahawks have ruled out DeSoto's own Texas Longhorn Byron Murphy and cornerback Reek Woolen of UTSA. They're optimistic Boye Mafe and Derek Hall can play in the game. Now, Connor Stallions, I know you're a huge fan, Brian brought us what Connor Stallions did with the Michigan Wolverines.
Sure.
Often have said, like, let's put a statue of him. The Michigan Manifesto man himself jumped on.
Yeah, next to Bo Schembechler.
Let's do it. Mm-hmm. He jumped on Bussin' with the Boys on their show, and it was really incredible. A lot of great clips came out of this thing. But, I mean, Connor, you're not working this alone. How many versions of Connor Stallions are there throughout college football?
How many of the Power Four conferences have a Connor Stallions?
I mean, it's got to be 80 to 90%. I'm sure USC does. I'm sure Washington probably does. The only two teams that, to my understanding, did not were Iowa and Michigan State in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
We want to go game by game last year. ECU, new signals because it's game one, and they're the best at protecting. So we're up 30 to nothing before I even started figuring out what was going on. UNLV, they had one signaler, so that was easy. Game three, Bowling Green, figure them out pretty early. Game four, Rutgers, they huddled every single play. They're really good at getting signals. Mm-hmm. So again, you're really good. Like, you know, we huddled every play.
We just beat them too. So
yeah.
They were undefeated.
Handled business. Very good. Yeah, Nebraska handled business.
Yeah, we handled business.
Some of the stories that he told, like, I guess there was one year he's at Michigan and they lost that year to Michigan State. And so now,
was that the crazy block punt?
I think it was, yes.
The bad snap or whatever that was?
So now they're, Michigan State's playing Ohio State. Then they've got Ohio State in the last week of the season.
Oh, the three-way tie.
Yeah, they need Michigan State to – they need Ohio State to make sure they beat Michigan State so that they're in better position here. So he uses a buddy of his and through a buddy of his to get the signs to Ohio State to ensure that they were able to beat Michigan State. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, they did. So, I mean, the stuff that goes on with college football, I love listening to this Connor Stallions thing. I think he's right. I mean, like 80 to 90% of college football, I'm sure, are all doing this. I think came out, TCU had the signals for Michigan when they played in the playoff a few years ago.
Yeah.
And that certainly worked in TCU's favor as well.
When the technology has gotten so much better as far as being able to film and things like that. You know, you're not supposed to film signals and stuff. You're not supposed to. But I would go to games as a pro scout, and there's things the coaches will ask you, and so you could write down and distance in series, right, and just chart, and you know who the primary signal guy is, and you put down the down distance and time, and what the signal was, and then you can go back and get yourself a pattern for what you see, like, you know, off the game film. So it's, you know, advanced scouts, that's your job to steal. Now, not to the point of being on the sidelines with a camera and your glasses and doing that stuff. But when you're an advanced scout, you're getting all the information you can about how quickly they get in and out of the huddle, you know.
But there are clear rules.
There are clear rules.
Yeah. There's a huge advantage if you can.
But if you're filming like the Patriots got in trouble for filming, like having a camera and filming team signals.
I think it was Mangini,
yeah,
right?
That
outed them on that, yeah, the Spygate deal.
Yeah. That's what you do. That's your job.
Okay. 817 says TCU knew Michigan was cheating and changed their own signals. I work there. So that's good insight there from the 817.
That would explain a lot.
Hey, that's good. Go. The mind games there in college football. If you know the team's doing it, then yeah, go ahead and try and use that.
I mean, they had them
to your advantage. They did. That game was, gosh, that was an incredible TCU team, but an incredible college football semifinal. All right, Bleacher Report put out one reason why every single team should be optimistic. 877-881-1053. What is your reason for Cowboys optimism? I had a text come in that said hope. I mean, that's really all we got right now with the Cowboys. I'm with you on that. I mean, I'm hopeful.
You know, I think the emergence of young player on offense, Jalen Tolbert and Rico Dowdle,
like that.
Maybe it's not a lot of hope, but I think it's better than what you were getting with Cooks, Vaughn, and Elliott. I think the run defense has shown a commitment that we needed. You know, and it's not, I'm not trying to convince you it's a contender. I'm just saying it's not a dumpster fire.
Right.
And we're heading in the right direction, finding young players on this team that can help, that's going to save you draft picks.
I'm with you. Yeah. Like the 405, got upset when I was talking about, hey, maybe you could be 3-game winning streak, head into the bye if you beat the Lions. I thought I wasn't supposed to kiss their ass. I'm not. I don't think this team's a Super Bowl contender. But if they do find a way to beat the Lions, I mean, that's something where I think the Lions could be the best team in the NFC. That would be a big-time victory, especially when they've stunk at home. You're playing a team that runs the football really well. It means that you answered a lot of your flaws that you've had up to this point in the season. So it doesn't mean they're going to the Super Bowl. I still think they'd be one and done in the playoffs. I can't have any faith they're going to win a playoff game until they do, or at least win two, right, to get past the divisional round. But it still would be a big win to enjoy the ride of the regular season when it comes to beating the Lions. Now, Bleacher Report says despite crushing injuries, the defense has given up 17 or fewer points in all three of the Cowboys' wins. They're not going anywhere, especially if they get healthy. They're believers in the defense. Here was Dan Campbell on his thoughts on the Cowboys' defense as he gets ready for Sunday.
What you see is an improving defense. That's what makes them dangerous. Is every week, you know, you heard all this stuff early in the year, and I get it, you know, and Baltimore, New Orleans, but what you've seen in the last 2 weeks, this is a stingy defense, and they play hard. They're gap sound. Everybody plays their responsibilities. It's a run and hit defense. You know, you got 50 there in the middle who runs the show. He and Zim go way back. They know each other. He knows what he wants in that defense. I've talked about Overshown. Number 6 is an aggressive player. Hooker, you got Diggs outside. I mean, and then this D-line, I know they've been hurt. But, man, these guys, over the last 2 weeks, you just watch them play, and they play hard. They play hard. And so they're outworking people is what they're doing. That's what they've been doing for the last 2 weeks.
You saw it against Pittsburgh. I mean, the way that defensive line played was pretty damn incredible. Losing Marshawn Nealand early. I thought Tyus Wheat came in and was fantastic, but there was a feeling of togetherness. You saw it on the field when it came to just, you know, rally and tackle, and the defensive line doing their job of making sure that offensive linemen can't get to the second level, and now you've got Kendricks and Overshown and Leofau and these guys running free. Linville Joseph forcing a fumble. Now, it would have been nice to see them recover a fumble. You're getting outworked there to the opposite of what Dan Campbell said by the Steelers, but it is a unit that 2 weeks is certainly making strides, and we'll see if they can do it against a much better opponent in the Lions.
Well said. It's exciting, you know, to see them win a couple of games and allow us to even have these conversations about young players stepping up and filling voids. You know, I think Overshown is going to have a lot to say about this. How good is he? How much better can Mozzie Smith get? Kalen Carson and Deron Bland maybe getting healthy at the right time to at least give you a chance. You know, I think you're going to have an inspired performance on defense to keep him under 30. And, you know, maybe a special teams play, maybe a turnover or two. But then, you know, another big game from Dak. And he did it last time, you know, even though you had three turnovers, enough big plays, like, but you got to take that to the next level here. And I would say put the ball at risk more than they've shown a willingness to do so far in the early downs, and try to get those chunk plays going. You know, the kind of plays that might not have a high probability, but you got to think, if we hit these, we got a chance now of beating the Lions. If we play straight up and rely on our guys winning matchups over the course of 60 plays, you're going to get smoked. So, you know, it's time to roll the dice a little bit. Can't wait to see what kind of a game plan the Cowboys have on Sunday afternoon. We're back to hit the expressway. We got LA Live coming up at 5:40, and we're back here.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you, and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
in the nation.
Second and 10, and Prescott back to throw, has time now, runs out to his right, throws it to an open man in the end zone. Dowdle diving to his right. Touchdown, Cowboys!
Shoot, yeah, there it is. Dallas Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly. It's time to hit the expressway. We're going to go commercial free to the top. LA Live's coming up in 15 minutes. The expressway brought to you by the on-time experts. Segment of the Nation brought to you by Window Nation. Go to windownation.com/cowboys. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. carsforkids.org. Yeah, we'll take a look at all the headlines, the MLB playoff scoreboard, and so much more as today. Milton and the Hurricanes, which sounds like a great band from the 60s. Wouldn't that be Milton and the Hurricanes? But it's a reality.
Yeah.
As Mother Nature throwing a temper tantrum across the state of Florida this afternoon as it makes landfall hours ago, and it's already on the other side of Florida now, but it spun up a bunch of tornadoes, like literally a bunch of them, dozens of damn tornadoes along with a hurricane. And we'll just, you know, brace for the worst, and hopefully when the sun comes up tomorrow, it's not too bad. But holy cow, it's a historic weather day, I think, is what you're looking at as maybe our lead story. Okay, Saints are turning to rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler with Derek Carr injured. I would just be shocked if Rattler has something. I know he was decent in the preseason, but I feel like in today's day and age, it is so difficult to play this position well with what the defenses are doing. If you have not made it abundantly clear from your time in college that you are a stud, it's not going to happen for you. You know, and even with the guys that look like studs, more than half of them are failing. But best of luck to Spencer Rattler. You know, I know he had a rough start at OU, had found more success at South Carolina. What do you think, Brian? Am I off on my take?
No, I mean, it is. But the one thing we've kind of figured out is some of these young quarterbacks have kind of stepped up and been okay. I mean, it's not perfect by any means, but if you look at Bears got a young quarterback, 3-2, Denver's 3-2 with a young quarterback. You know, there's some of these, the Commanders.
Yeah.
And look what they're doing right now. So
some of them are hitting.
Some of them are hitting, but they're all – it's what's so funny was when this all started at one point, Spencer Rattler was probably the top guy.
He was, yeah.
Every one of these guys that are playing quarterback right now.
He was supposed to follow Kyler and Hurts at Oklahoma and be the next big thing, and then he gets benched for Caleb Williams and has to transfer to South Carolina.
There have been moments where you watch him play where there have been, I'm talking collegiately, brilliance. And then other times he's the WTF quarterback.
Hmm. Yes. You know?
I mean,
he gets under pressure. There's a throw. You're like, what the hell are you doing right
now? Yeah. I mean, that's very much his game. But we've seen with the Saints, really good running game. You know, his ability, like he's probably got a little bit more of his ability to run himself than Carr. The passing part of it's going to be the most difficult thing because people are going to play him and they're going to force him to have to read. But that all these young quarterbacks are having to read coverages and try and respond to that. But I know I watched the game with him. He beat Tennessee.
He looked much better at South Carolina.
Hooker, those guys. I mean, he and then Clemson the next week. I mean, he's played some really good games, but he has also looked pretty poor at times as well.
I do just want to add that the 5 o'clock football hour presented by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-Dubs is football. Okay. You can go check out the K&C Mash piece as well. Friday in Louisville. Get yourself a Whataburger G-Back flag.
Yeah, 10 to 2 Friday, KMC Masterpiece. That's your next Flagtober stop there at B-Dubs. Aaron Rodgers says he resents the talk that he had a hand in Saleh's exit. I mean, you're known as a coach killer. Maybe you were innocent this time, but you were in the neighborhood and a gun was found and you're a hitman. So, you know, people put 2 and 2 together. I mean, plus the lack of credibility that he established a few years back with his immunization talk that he said he did eventually regret saying that and framing it that it was dishonest. I just don't think many people believe Aaron Rodgers is much but a toxic coach killer that never wants to take accountability for his outlook on what modern offense is and how pathetic it is and, you know, his own play. And it's been quite disappointing. I think think Aaron Rodgers should be ducking and covering from a hail of criticism coming his direction. And, you know, I think it's tough to be in his situation. They were going to fire your friend Nathaniel Hackett, and instead of firing him, they fired your head coach. So maybe it all happened independently of his feedback, but that's a tough narrative to buy at this point. You know, in sports, there's a lot of must-lie situations, and I don't discount him, you know, for getting out there and trying to spin this narrative, sell this narrative. Jerry Jones is constantly selling twice a week on this radio station. You know, he says, if my lips are moving, I'm selling. I get it, right? Mm-hmm. You're trying to present an image. Nobody wants their company, their business, their team's dirty laundry aired, right? We all wanted to handle it privately, and there's, you know, some tough decisions that we got to make and move forward. And it's not for public consumption, but in the sports world, we'll ask you about everything constantly. And, you know, I think the majority of the time being silent looks guilty. So you're kind of in a damned if you do, damned if you don't spot. But that's what Aaron Rodgers says. He says, I absolutely had nothing to do with it today. Okay, we have the baseball scoreboard for you. Mm-hmm. Combined six Detroit pitchers shut out the Guardians for a 2-1 ALDS lead here.
I think it's 18 straight innings now.
It's up to 20, according to Passan.
Is it 20 now?
Yeah, Guardians haven't scored in 20 innings.
Okay, 20 innings. Ouch. Thanks, Jeff.
The Phillies lead the Mets 1-0 in the fourth inning.
It's crazy.
You have the Yankees and Royals coming up at 6 o'clock on TBS, True TV, Max, or your favorite pirating platform. And then at 8:08, you'll have the Padres trying to eliminate the Dodgers with Game 4. That'll be on Fox Sports 1. If you want to tune in for that. We're going to get some Cowboys-Lions talk here coming up in just a second. If you missed it, Raiders benching Gardner Minshew. They've named Aiden O'Connell quarterback number one. We go to Washington, where Jaden Daniels says he does not like the comparisons to Lamar Jackson. I don't like when people try to compare me to Lamar. We're two different players. I want to be known as Jaden Daniels and not as the next such and such. I think it's significantly different. You know, when I watch him play, it does not look like a running back trying to play quarterback. And that's what I've always thought about Lamar Jackson. With Daniels, it looks like a guy who's blessed to see the field and throw with incredible touch, timing, quick release. I mean, he's a natural thrower. He just happens to also be a really lean, explosive athlete.
Yeah.
But not the same runner as Lamar Jackson. I would definitely agree there. You know, two different players. And, you know, that's a common refrain, I think, from breakout stars. They just want to be known as the next them, not the next, you know what. I want to make a name for myself. Okay, anything else here? LeBron questioning a preseason trip to Milwaukee. Yeah, you don't need to be sending guys on four-hour flights for preseason games. Oh, Jurgen Klopp, who we talked about as a potential candidate to take the USA men's soccer coaching job, he didn't want to do that. But he has taken a job now with Red Bulls as their global soccer head. He is basically above the coaches, but below the GM of New York Red Bulls. They also see a couple of other clubs around the world, but he wanted to get back into soccer and has a passion, but still, you know, does not want to coach. I think ultimately that would be ideal. Okay, how about the line from Jordan Lewis? He was asked, you know, what are you saying to these guys to make them consider you the craziest trash talker? He said, I honestly don't remember. Sometimes I just black out, just go somewhere else with it. But if I said anything disrespectful, I'd probably say it again. As Jordan Lewis coming on strong now as one of the great trash talkers in all of football.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And maybe, you know, in year eight, is he playing his best football right now? He definitely looked like it last week.
I think it might be the best start to a season he's had. And, I mean, he's had some really good moments. I think we all go back to that 2018 game against the Saints where mm-hmm. he locks up Alvin Kamara. And that was really the big one. I mean, I know I've seen the video circling his rookie year and he's trash talking with Dez Bryant, who is in his prime at the time. But, I mean, he's never – that's always been the thing about him. For a smaller corner – he plays with a chip on his shoulder. And yeah. he's never been shy about getting in the mix when it comes to tackling. But the trash talk, man, I guess this is really becoming a thing. I'm excited to ask Eric Hendricks tomorrow. Like, yeah. were you able to hear what set George Pickens off and called a little stir there? Like, what do you think about the J. Lou trash talk game?
I mean, he got after him all game
long.
He
got in his head, man.
And he is a guy that he's one of those players where the more he plays well, the more he talks, it feeds it. You know, it feeds it and makes it better and makes it even more aggressive. And they definitely needed him. Some of the good news around the Cowboys today is Jerron Bland, Kalen Carson back. And against this Lions team, you're going to need every single defensive back you can muster. I mean, they're going to come after you with at least, what, three guys? Well, you have to add Tim Patrick.
Yeah.
You know, he torched the Cowboys a couple of years ago when he was with the Broncos.
Yeah.
So Laporta, Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Patrick, you're going to need at least four good corners here to handle what Detroit can throw at you. Okay, speaking of Detroit throwing things at you, I have here five things to know about the Lions. If you want to get Brian's film report, he covered the Lions offense back there in 340, Krusty's Corner, every day at 340, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Okay, I'm starting to see videos now here. I'm watching Lucius's stream here. This guy's got an incredible channel online. Ryan Hall, y'all.
Yes, Ryan Hall, y'all. I watch him every time there's a weather situation.
Okay.
Him and there's another guy, Reed Trimmer.
Okay.
Yeah, I watch those two.
So they're basically at home like streamers
yes.
that have great access and they know a little bit about weather, obviously meteorologists. And they can, you know, aggregate all of this video content for you and That's take amazing. You around the world and give you, you know, great coverage, kind of like Scott Hansen in Red Zone.
Yeah.
It's what dude's doing here. But yes, we have Plant City. No, I don't know what city this is right here, but you can definitely tell the storm surge is starting to create a flood basically on Main Street of, you know, this little Florida town as the sun is setting there, 6:30. It'll be dark here in the next hour and a half at the absolute latest, and it's going to be hard to tell until tomorrow morning exactly what we're looking at there. So that's kind of your update on the weather. Five things to know about the Lions. Shaky pass defense, number one, and I'm looking forward to Brian's report tomorrow at 3:40 yeah. as he's going to preview the Detroit defense and what the film says, because the stats say this is the Cowboys' shot. You know, get the ball going downfield. I think Turpin on deep balls, I want to see that. Obviously, CeeDee Lamb and Tolbert, Jake Ferguson. But they're giving up 258 a game in the air. And they're only average in sacks per game. The secondary, not the strength of the defense. The pass rush is good, but they're not. It's like 2.5 per game. You can live with that if that's all Dak, you know, takes. And they're giving up 5.5 yards per play. Even though they're really good against the run. So the opportunity here, I think, get creative on first down. I do want to see play action. Brian, are the Cowboys good at executing play action so far? Would you say, have they tried it enough to have a handle on it?
Man, I'm trying to remember going back and looking at what Dak is usually pretty good off play action.
Yeah.
I don't think they had done it a ton.
But they haven't done it a ton. And I'm just trying to think, and I could go back and look at the metrics on it to tell you exactly what they are on play action, but I don't feel like that it's been a big, big part of what they've done.
Yeah, I can't remember much of it at all. I would wonder what the numbers say, but I think
I'll look it up while you're going to go through your list.
For as much as you've run the ball,
yeah.
you put that on film. That's your opportunity. You know, if you can get them to bite just a little bit and create opportunities on the back end, I think you got to figure out a way to get to 30 points to feel good about winning this game. And based on how the Cowboys play offense, I don't like it.
Well, CeeDee had a career day last year against the Lions. He had that long touchdown, which was like 98 yards or something crazy, but he finished with 13 catches for 227 yards and that touchdown. So, I mean, CeeDee had a great game against them. They've been needing corners. They drafted Terrion Arnold, who's a rookie. They've got Amik Robertson, who's bounced around the league, formerly was with the Raiders, Carlton Davis, who spent time with the Bucks. But these are corners that you should be able to win against.
Right on. Five things to know about the Lions here. That's number one, shaky pass defense. The offense is really good. That's number two, 397 yards per game, 26 points.
That's a problem.
It's phenomenal how many good players that they have accumulated here in a short period of time. The luxury quarterback, number three, Goff's at $53 million a season. You know, not as good as Dak, a slight discount from Dak's market-setting contract. But, You know, if they can protect him and his weapons stay healthy, he can absolutely produce like an MVP. I would be nervous with Jared Goff, but obviously if you surround him with enough talent, he can get you to the big game. How about head coach, you know, Dan Campbell? I faded him. Obviously, after a 3-win season to start his NFL career, it looked like I was going to be right. I didn't think he was, you know, buttoned up enough, didn't, you know, inspire much confidence that he had attention to detail, but he does. And he also has the ability to set the tone and the morale. The Frank Ragnow story that you had where Ragnow's pushing him from behind to show him how strong his pec is, I just imagine they're just a bunch of gruff, fun-having, hard-hitting football guys, you know, and I don't think that's an accident at all. That Dan Campbell has ended up on a football team like that.
They love him, man.
And then the final takeaway is just as the Cowboys, these Lions are highly penalized as well. Wouldn't that be sweet if the Cowboys can figure out a way to get a big win, maybe flag assisted in the fourth quarter and be drinking
John
Lions tears?
John Hussey's your official. He usually messes up a game.
Oh,
really
I can't
bad.
Stand Hussey.
Remember the Anthony Hitchens thing in like 2016?
Yeah.
That was a pass interference, picked up that flag.
That wild card game against the Lions and Stafford. Yeah, no question. I mean, last year was ended with the officiating.
It might be fate whenever these teams get together that the officials will have a telling hand in the game. And I think you got to hope for that on Sunday.
Yeah, go in the Cowboys' favor.
But hey, it's just an incredible opportunity, I think, to put your hat back in as a contender. I mean, if you get to 4-2 with the win over Detroit, nobody will be able to deny that you're at least a legit playoff team. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup. Okay. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
Finishing off this text to Derek Holland. I didn't know it was his birthday today until I looked on Instagram.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday.
Send that man some love real quick.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. He's always talking about his butt. Hey, you want to come over and eat my butt?
What?
Talking about his pork butt.
Pork butt.
Oh, jeez.
My man can cook now.
Is he a good cook?
He's got some good ideas. Yeah.
It hit me up Sunday about 11. Hey, man, you want to come over and eat some butt?
You know he was laughing to himself, too.
Yeah, I was probably on speakerphone. Yeah. Hey, did we give on time expert some love for sponsoring this segment here, Dawson? I can't remember.
That's weed. I tried.
Okay, if we didn't, we did. I probably shouldn't have played that
we
drop.
We did now. Okay. One way or the other.
I probably shouldn't have played that drop with it just in case it gets air checked. All right, let's get into a butt naked Wednesday right after the great Rick James. Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Fire up this funk. Yeah.
It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
Hurricane Milton is on the way, folks, and it's going to pound me right here in Tampa, Florida.
No
We're
way.
36 hours out from landfall, which is going to probably happen right here. It could wiggle a little north. It could wiggle a little south. We have no idea what exactly is going to happen, but what we do know is that this area is going to unfortunately get pounded big time by some storm surge. It doesn't matter if it weakens to a Cat 3. Just forget about the categories. Just get it out of your mind. It's all about the storm surge and the sand gnats are out of control here right now. They're in my eyes. That's going to be the worst part of this whole thing is they're in my mouth. They're literally in my
sand gnats.
Yeah, sand gnats. Wow. That's the local weatherman out there in Tampa. Yeah, sand gnats. And when we lived out there in Florida and Georgia area, there's these things called love bugs.
Oh, no.
Love bugs. They're kind of like connected together.
They mess up your car so bad you can't get
them
off the grill.
Tell
them,
bro.
It's hard.
Yeah, he is 100% correct. I'm so glad you backed me up on that one, Bartis, because they are out of control.
They are. He's right. They're connected, and they fly into your windshield. They get all in the grill. You can't get them out of the grill of the car.
They're out there making whoopee.
Yeah. Making whoopee. This is LA Live for Wednesday, October 9th, 2024. It is a butt-naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Word to Miss Badu for naming this day. I, too, was born underwater with $3.06. Yeah, you might laugh because you did not do your math. But guess what? Today, I'm going to do the math for you. I normally don't do this, but I'm going to do the math for you.
I've been waiting for this.
For you 85ers. Today's math is born. Born. Born means to bring into existence. You might have heard some rappers back in the day say, word is born, son. Word is born. Today's math is born. Peace to the gods. Yeah. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up. at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, or you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Speaking of hurricanes. Hurricane, but you can call me Slurricane. Slurricane, strong enough to start an engine, man. Let's go to the Miami Hurricanes. Michael Irvin, number one fan. Greatest alum of all time. Yeah, that's an opinion thing, I guess. Michael Irvin goes live from the field after the Canes' comeback victory. Talk to him, Mike.
But what Miami did, Miami took the double whammy. Having the emotional win, last second emotional win, and the bye coming up, and they still whammied everybody's ass. And these refs, right here, they tried to take it. They tried to snatch it down and take this victory with that old
push.
Excuse me, language.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
that bad call on an unsportsmanlike conduct.
But
people are poking him in the eye on the bottom of the pile. He pushing him off. You don't call that call right there. And then you try it again, almost talk about with a spearing charge. I was like, man, stop playing, man. Let us get out of here. Look at the stadium. We came, we saw.
Tell him.
We conquered, and now we're leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We basically came into your house. Sat at your damn table. Hell, your wife handed ate your damn food, and now we're
wow. You held her hand and ate your food. Man, the Steelers are in a bad way.
Oh, man, my man Mike was spitting all over the camera, bro.
Yes.
All right, let's see what we got here for you boys. Hey, you brought us. It's that vibe. Little Isley Brothers on a hump day.
Yeah, it is.
Tell you what, man, I need me a G-Body Regal from the 80s.
Oh, man.
You know, that one that your auntie used to drive.
Yeah.
Put some 24-inch rims on there with a whole lot of spokes. When I pull up, they don't even know how many spokes it is. What is that, 88, 120? Yeah. God, dog, how many spokes that brother got on his car? Yeah, buddy. Sunroofing that joint.
That car weighed like 7,000 pounds.
It sure did. Flowmasters on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Sounds killer.
Yeah, man. Your girl sitting inside in the passenger seat.
Yeah.
Feet up on the dash. Y'all flowing. Y'all on the way to the casino. On 35, wide open. Baby, reach down in that ashtray. Get something out for your boy. Light that up.
Yeah.
Light that up. Light that up.
I like when she's in the middle seat of an old school. You know?
Hey.
She could be all the way to the side, but she's sitting middle.
Oh,
you can see the little back
look
window.
Look at Dawson.
Yeah.
Sitting here playing with my ear as a drive.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, brother.
Want a back scratch, honey?
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Do.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a butt naked Wednesday. Hey.
On my way without you.
Boy, that had to blow their minds in the 70s when that came out.
Yeah.
I thought they was in the future. Hurricane Milton is still a monster. Still a monster. Category 3 storm now. 155 wind gusts.
Yeah.
155 mile per hour wind gusts. Sorry about that. I'm not a meteorologist. I'm just a radio idiot.
He's the caveman.
What? Should hit Florida by tonight. 2 hours. Looks like an hour and 43 minutes. Which is super scary. The night storms?
Yeah.
Like when you know we're in a tornado warning or something, it's already like 8:30. And here in Dallas, you're like, oh man, it's gonna be a night storm. And you don't know if it's a tornado or not. You just see winds.
Just hear it.
Yeah, he was here. You don't know what it is. It's so scary. So God bless y'all, man. Be careful out here. Dawson, the one-legged Florida man that goes by the name of Lieutenant Dan that I talked about yesterday. I mentioned him real quick.
Okay.
I said that man was going to be in his boat during this storm.
Is he still in there?
Yeah, he's not in the storm. He's not in there.
Okay.
He's not in there.
I'd be getting conflicting reports.
Okay. Yeah, the moment that video went viral, I heard the mayor. Now, y'all can take this up with Tampa 10. The news network, Tampa 10, the mayor said, go get him.
Well, she was talking about death. If you stayed around, you were going to die.
Get him out of here.
She did. You played that yesterday. You said, hey, if you stay in the city, you will die.
Yeah.
She said that.
Sure did.
Yeah.
She said, we don't have all the capacity to go get everybody, but go get that fool. My God. Yeah. We're going to be so liable for him if something happens to him.
The texters would have asked her, why are you being so negative, you know?
Don't be so damn negative.
You're so negative about everything.
Let him live.
Hurricane. Here's your boy. Let's talk to him. This is yesterday.
Set up ahead.
All right, Jay, they're saying 20-foot storm surge.
Eh, it could be 120. It doesn't matter. The boat floats. That's the whole thing. Keep the water on the outside of the boat, and the boat will go up with the water and down with the water.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do.
Can we please get you into a hotel?
No. No.
Everybody's been asking, man. We got to get you off this thing.
Listen. The only way I'm going to go to a motel room is if a woman invites me and she's going to stay. That's the only thing I'd give the boat up for is a girl.
A girl. The Jenny. For a girl.
I just wait. My only fear is waking up tomorrow broke.
All right, that's fair.
Man, I was waiting to make some sort of a meth joke, but it seemed like he had it together. I didn't detect any sort of, you know... Any meth
maybe
lisp,
maybe
meth
he handles
accent.
It well. Maybe
I don't know.
He holds it well. I don't know. I don't know either, bro.
You got to be a warrior.
I'm not gonna put that on that man, but he is out there living in
sounds
a boat.
Like he's got it together. I'd
said
like to hear his story.
Said it took him 2 years to get that boat.
Yeah, he ain't leaving that boat.
Yeah, said it took him 2 whole years to get that boat. That's why he's there. Everything is on that boat.
I'll tell you what, at the private airports though, those executive airports, those guys were getting their jets out of there though.
I bet they were.
They were lined up.
I bet they were.
It looked like an aircraft carrier, Lucius.
I bet they were. Looked like after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, just cat one.
Yep.
Taking them off.
So Tampa Bay Mayor said Lieutenant Dan has been rescued. Hey, nice. If you guys are familiar with Woe Vicky, internet sensation Woe Vicky.
Woe Vicky.
Don't play with Vicky because she is not one of them. Y'all. Woe Vicky. She's staying in Florida. She says she wants to get the real Florida experience. So, God, do your thing. Do your thing, Lord.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Hey, temperature check right here.
Sure.
Temperature check. Do you guys believe that Hurricane Milton is natural or was it man-made?
I just brought this up a couple of breaks ago. I love the debate. I guess I'm going to assume natural.
Yeah.
Oh, you're an idiot. It's man-made for sure, dude.
Yeah, it's the damn.
I mean, do you mean
don't believe that crap.
Do you mean man-made by the global warming effects or like the weather machine?
There
global
you go. I like that warming? One. I like that. So we all agreeing there is some type of global warming, or are we still not with that one? Are we taking a big oil bag here?
I'm raising my hand.
Yeah, I'm believing in the global warming
I
effect.
I am.
Okay. But we don't think that it was the Dems or nothing trying to destroy Florida.
I mean, they went after Appalachia last week, so I wouldn't be surprised, Lucius.
I'm just saying. Got to get a temperature check.
Got to win the election one way or another.
Oh, no.
Biggest tornado hurricane season ever.
I mean, we all spending big money on that election.
Yeah.
By any means, I need to win. If I'm spending 50-something odd million, 100 million, I need to win this one, brother.
I wouldn't put it past anybody.
You are a wild boy. This ain't even a Toxic Tuesday, fam. You out here wilding.
I am. Not bad.
It's all gravy, baby. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a butt naked Wednesday. Tell Miss Badu to holler at me. Tell Miss Badu I'm looking for. I got a question for the Tolos. In lieu of the Joker 2 and the new Francis Ford Coppola movie, Megalopolis, that failed.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Name a hyped movie that turned out to be trash.
Waterworld.
Oh, Kevin Costner on the
Kevin
list.
Kevin Costner on that.
Well, I got to tell you something about those passion projects. When you see these guys that can, like, they're A-list stars or directors or whatever, and they can't get any money to do this project that they want to do, so they have to, like, go dig in their pockets to go get it, it's going to be trash. Yeah. Those are passion projects.
Okay. All right.
Kevin Costner has two now with that Horizon movie. That Megalopolis, Francis Ford Coppola, that was a passion project. Passion project.
Did that break him? That break Coppola?
I don't think there's no such thing.
Don't think so?
I don't think so.
His daughter's doing fine work, I think, right?
Was Dances with Wolves a passion project?
No, I don't think so.
I just thought it was kind of boring, you know? People loved it, and I was like, man, I don't get it. Maybe I was too young when I saw it. Too Fast, Too Furious, total garbage.
Damn. Yeah,
agreed.
Every single one of them.
No. Hold on. The second one right.
What's the Ben Affleck movie with Bruce Willis where they have to shoot down the asteroid? Was it Born on the 4th of July? No, it was
Independence Day.
Terrible movie.
Or is it Armageddon?
Armageddon.
Yeah, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh, Armageddon, Independence Day's Will Smith.
I don't want to close my eyes.
Yeah. Is that the zombie one?
No.
Independence Day.
Independence Day.
Independence Day. You're thinking of is
Will Smith the dragging the alien across the desert.
Yes.
He shoots out. He shoots down the alien and he's dragging him across the desert with.
No, this one's in New York where he's like the last one. He's a scientist fighting the virus.
Oh no, Dawson. Hopefully the fan text will help us out with that one.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Okay,
that's a great movie.
She said. I said. E. Is it with an I?
Okay.
I movie.
Not iRobot. No.
No, that's Will Smith. All right. Name the hype movie that turned out to be trash. Tolo said Deadpool and Wolverine.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend was
trash.
Yeah,
that's what I was trying to say. I was trying to say awesome.
Oh, I thought she meant.
Oh,
I'm totally.
iMovie.
The Wolverine movies at first were amazing, and I fell in love with the whole character and the whole premise of it. But it just hasn't paid off. As time goes on.
Yeah, I Am Legend is amazing.
Yes.
Great movie.
I Am Legend had me locked in at the theater. I was scared to death.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was smoking on corn. Had me shook.
Some of that corn wasn't bad.
Yeah, back in the day. Oppenheimer turned out to be a trash movie.
What?
That's what some people said.
No.
Still haven't seen it.
Space Jam with LeBron.
Yeah, the sequel was bad.
That's awful.
Kind of liked it.
Black Panther 2 was awful.
Yep. Second one was not good.
Yeah, it was not. Now, I got a Tolo to say it. ATL, the movie ATL was bad. Damn. Ouch. I like that one, dog. But hey, if you say so, Titanic turned out to be trash. Super hype movie, this Tolo said.
Yes.
Isn't it like the first $1 billion movie right there?
Yeah. I think that might be the king of them. Most Jurassic Parks also.
Yeah, the most recent Jurassic Park was really bad.
Oh, ouch.
Jaws?
I mean, it's cool. But after 20 minutes of dinosaur animation and chase scenes, I'm good.
What's up, guy? Name a hype movie that turned out to be trash.
Batman vs. Superman.
Oh, man, bro. The hype on that. Because you're talking about I Am Legend. That's the billboard of Batman vs. Superman is in I Am Legend. So I'm sitting in the theater oh, my God, this is going to be awesome. Never happened. Never happened the way I thought it was going to be. Name a hype movie that turned out to be trash. Aquaman.
Yep.
Hey!
Green Lantern. That was bad, too. Ha!
Black Adam. Black Adam turned out to be trash, apparently.
Yeah, it was not good.
Coming to America, too. Boy, the hell was that whole lot of hype? We were so happy to see it, and then it was like, man, where's the jokes?
Yeah.
Where's the punch? Where's the punch at?
Lost its fire.
Yeah, lost its fire. Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Agreed.
That was bad, too?
Yeah,
I didn't see that new
Star Wars movie. Like, Force Awakens, okay, but the next two are just not good.
Ouch. Somebody said, what's Bird Box? Is that the one with Sandra Bullock?
Yes. Yeah, you can't look at that. Yeah.
I wasn't mad at that.
I wasn't mad at that.
Yeah, I wasn't mad at that, but I feel you. Cocaine Bear. Somebody said Cocaine Bear was trash.
Yeah, it was trash, but
I think that's the point of it.
Exactly.
I kind of enjoyed that too, but I get it. Any Fast and Furious movie?
Mm-hmm.
Beetlejuice 2 was awful.
Didn't see it.
Blair Witch Project was the greatest finesse ever.
There's a Beetlejuice 2?
Yeah, there's a Beetlejuice 2 out right now.
I missed the first one.
You missed the first Beetlejuice?
You know me, Lucius.
Oh, that was so good, bro.
I'm sorry.
That sucks. It's bad, dude.
Yeah, that's really.
I watched the original Beetlejuice probably 20 times.
Yes, yeah, it's really good. I love it. Blair Witch Project had us scared to come out the theater.
Oh, man. It's crazy how they filmed that thing.
Yeah.
Had us scared to come out the theater, bro. I don't know why we were so scared. You go first. Name a hype movie that turned out to be trash. Last one right here, folks. Last one. Every DC movie that did not star Batman or a Batman villain.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true.
I always fall asleep during those movies.
Because
I don't know what's going on. If I just knew more of the backstory about people's dynamics, I would. Other than that, I don't know, man.
Have you seen the new Batman?
The Joker 2?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
It's supposed to be awful.
Yeah,
bad.
That's the only reason why I'm doing this list today, because it was so damn bad.
Oh my goodness. Is this the musical one?
Breaking my heart.
See what you just said? The musical one, bro?
Apparently, it's not even a musical.
Is there a Penguin one, new Penguin one coming out?
Penguin show is pretty good.
Yeah, that show is phenomenal. On HBO. Okay. That is brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. Phenomenal.
It's on right now.
Yes. Two episodes in?
Okay, Penguin.
About three now,
three
right?
Now.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right.
Wait, something to watch tonight.
Then. Yeah. All right,
I got to get out of here. I've already ran over my time, folks. Oh, my gosh. Looky here. I'm going
to
get in trouble.
You know what?
I'm
going to
get an email. No, I'm not going to do that. I could. Mm-hmm. I got enough in this folder. Thank you, everybody, all the Tolos that work with you boys, community thing. Yeah. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'll be back tomorrow on a Thirsty Thursday ladies' night. My name is Lucius Alexander. Sometimes L.A., sometimes LaPaul Alexander. I holla.
There he goes. L.A. live every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. Proper round tripper next, Will Chuck. We're in for some baseball talk already, huh?
Let's do it, man. We got a postseason update for you, and the Rangers doctor wants a radical rule change. I'll tell you that next.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.